You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon as we celebrate the National Football League back in our lives. And I know, like, we've obviously been talking a lot of NFL over the course of the summer, had training camp, you know, which starts in like mid to late July. So the NFL's been around, you know, but like, not like tonight. Not like when it actually matters and it actually counts. There's only but so much preview stuff that you can do. Only so much that you can milk out of the preseason games. And what are the takeaways? Which rookie looked good? Who might be a fantasy sleeper? Who could win O'Roy, D'Roy? Like, there's only so much you can do with that. Now we play for real. Now we play for keeps. And it all starts tonight, 8:20 Eastern. Cowboys at the Eagles in the city of brotherly love. And 20 minutes from now, to start the 4 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the opening night game, how he's looking to bet it, and what he thinks is going to just take place between these two NFC East rivals. But before we get into all of that, we'll get into some marquee games with Jake and Tyler. Let's go ahead and break down some of the key injuries that we have in the National Football League, because it's week one, but hey, man, guys get hurt during training camp. Guys get hurt in practice. And we have a big injury item, which just came down moments ago as we were heading to break out of Cleveland. This is a massive one. Browns edge rusher, all-world edge rusher, Myles Garrett is dealing with a hip injury and did not practice today. Now, it's only Thursday. It's not Friday. And even if Myles Garrett didn't practice on Friday, there's still a chance he could play because he's like one of those all-world players that like probably doesn't even need to practice to go out there and be productive. But still, this is something that you want to keep in mind and probably puts a lot of onus on what happens tomorrow at practice. Because if he doesn't look like he's going to practice tomorrow, I think at that point you're going to start to see the betting market move towards the Cincinnati Bengals. Because right now, the consensus number, Cincinnati is a 5-point favorite. BetMGM has 5.5, total sitting at 48. This bad boy is not closing 5.5 if Myles Garrett does not play. But it's only Thursday once again. Take a deep breath. But an important note to make, Myles Garrett did not practice due to a hip injury. That's one way the Cincinnati Bengals can get off the schneid of these early season woes, because Myles Garrett, as we've seen in other games between these two teams, he absolutely wrecks the Bengals offense. And if you want to bet Cleveland, like how I want to bet Cleveland, you need that guy out there. Otherwise, it's a no bet. You run away from that game as far as you can. So Myles Garrett, DNP today due to a hip injury. Over in the Meadowlands with the New York Giants, left tackle Andrew Thomas practiced yesterday, coming back from that Liz Frank surgery from earlier this offseason, did not practice today. The reporting, though, sounds like Thomas looked good yesterday on Wednesday, but has not practiced today. Head coach Brian Daboll said this is part of the plan. part of the rehab process. This is what it's going to be like, and they'll see where he's at tomorrow. So it might just be want to give him a day off, give him some rest, and then he practices Friday. And then, hey, Andrew Thomas is out there on the field come Sunday. But just important to note, the left tackle for the New York Giants did not practice today. And if he doesn't play, boy, that offensive line would be in trouble. Like I know the Washington Commanders don't have the fearsome foursome up front or anything like that. It's not the New York sack exchange or anything like that. But, like, Andrew Thomas is what makes this offensive line somewhat credible. Like, it's just below average with him. If they don't have him, as we saw at points last year, they are in trouble. And Russell Wilson, who is dying to take sacks, that dude's going to be living in, like, third and 12 for much of the game, which is not a successful plan for the G-men against the rival Washington Commanders. So Andrew Thomas, DNP today. Let's find out what happens tomorrow. A more concerning one, and this is now back-to-back DNPs, and it's down in Tampa with the Buccaneers defensive tackle, the big space eater, my guy, Vita Vea, who was dealing with a foot injury, didn't practice yesterday, did not practice today, and was not seen during the open window for the media and that open window for practice there. So Vita Vea, he makes everything go with this Bucs defense. I know a lot of people might see, well, you know, it's just a defensive tackle. How much could that actually matter? Dude, if he doesn't play, Bijan could go off for 150. Like, their on-off splits with Vea, without Vea, it's drastic. Because think about it. Like, he pushes the pocket on the passing downs. He is clogging the run, which allows him to get to passing downs to where the team has, it's second and nine as opposed to second and four. Like, Vita Vea means everything to that Buccaneers defense. It all starts with him. And if he's not out there, I will be betting the Atlanta Falcons. So let's keep an eye on tomorrow. He's a veteran. He's a big-time player. If he practices tomorrow, he'll probably be listed as questionable and be on the right side of questionable. But if he doesn't practice tomorrow, boy, I don't see how he gets out there on Sunday, because this is now back-to-back DNPs for the big space eater in the middle for the Bucs defense. Staying in the NFC South, Panthers left tackle Ikem Ekwonu, who had the, Nick kind of make fun of me for saying the surprise appendectomy, because, you know, when is an appendectomy planned? He had the appendectomy earlier last week, was not seen at practice today. Ever since he had the appendectomy, I think there's been a lot of love towards Jacksonville in the betting market. We're still holding pat, 3.5 Jags with the favorites at home, total at 47. Ikem Ekwonu, whether he's there or not, I think Jacksonville's going to win the game. And if he's there, maybe you get Carolina interest. And if it goes back down to three, I might end up betting Jacksonville laying the three. I think Jacksonville is just flat out better. I don't even understand the Carolina optimism, to be quite honest. I'm not sold on what we saw in December from Bryce Young. Now, maybe he's made some strides. Great. Do it again. Because outside of that 1 month or maybe the final 6 weeks, he's been terrible in the NFL. So are we really just taking that and thinking, oh, we'll extrapolate that across 2025? It doesn't really work that way. So I'm kind of out on Carolina as a whole. So I'm looking for ways to play on Jacksonville at 3.5. It's a no bet for me. But at three, I would bet the Jags. But I don't think it's ever going to snip three if Ikem Ekwonu is out. So once again, keep in mind Ikem Ekwonu for the Carolina Panthers and where that injury report stands on Friday. Down in Miami, positive news for the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill dealing with an oblique injury. Dolphins running back Devon Achane dealing with a calf injury. Both guys seen at practice today. And that betting market continues to go in favor of Miami. There were some Colts minus one, and there still is one over at BetMGM where they look to make it legendary. Like, if you like Miami, make sure you do that at BetMGM, because I'm looking at the rest of the market here. This is pick across the board. Like, the Dolphins have been getting bet since Anthony Richardson was benched and they decided to go to Daniel Jones. I think you're going to see more Miami money as we get into the weekend. Here's my bold prediction, as bold as it could possibly be. I think Miami's going to go off as like a 2.5-point favorite. I think a lot of people, once we get to Saturday, and once we especially get to Sunday morning, they're going to look up and say, huh, Daniel Jones is starting at quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. I want to bet against him. I think Miami's going to go off just under a field goal on the road. This is going to continue to be Miami. So if you like the Dolphins, my best advice, bet it now. Or maybe if you want to lay 2.5 or whatever, lay some alts, you can go ahead and do so. But if you want to get the best of the number, at least bet the pick 'em price, as opposed to waiting 12:30 Sunday afternoon right before kickoff and having to lay 2.5. But I think Dolphins are clearly going to go off as the favorite. I could be wrong, but that's just my hunch as we sit here a few days out from kickoff. And then finally, a couple of cornerback injury notes from the AFC East. One with the New York Jets, one with the New England Patriots. On the Jets side, cornerback Sauce Gardner limited at practice today. He says he's fine. He's been battling a calf injury. I would expect Sauce Gardner to go out there and play as the New York Jets host the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers return to MetLife Stadium. And then on the Patriots side, I haven't seen reporting yet today on Christian Gonzalez's availability. He didn't practice yesterday, hasn't practiced since July 28th. Yeah, I think that dude, even if he practices in limited fashion today, I don't think he's playing. And I think the betting market seems to think that as well, as the total continues to get bet to the over and the Raiders keep getting bet. Would not be holding my breath for Christian Gonzalez to be out there for the New England Patriots. And then finally,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Green Bay Packers, Jaden Reed, their wide receiver, has been battling a foot injury. Jones fracture, I believe, is what it is. He returned to practice today. Did some light jogging. Let's see what happens. Let's see how they have him listed. Maybe he's limited. Maybe he was full. But Jaden Reed did practice today and was seen on the practice field by the Green Bay media. So that's your injury news from throughout the National Football League, how it will impact the point spreads. Once again, the most important injury report coming on Friday, which we will get this time tomorrow. As for the marquee games tonight, you know, there's a big one, obviously. Cowboys-Eagles. Eagles 8.5-point favorites, total sitting at 48.5. Once again, I said in the last segment, I like the over in the game. I went over 48. I haven't bet it yet, but I will bet over 48. Let's see if this maybe goes down a little bit. I would not anticipate that to happen. I think we're going to hang out here. So we'll chalk it up as over 48 between Philly and Dallas. Over in baseball, how about we got Blake Snell versus Paul Skenes? Dodgers Pirates, that's a goodie. Carlos Rodon versus Christian Javier in the Yankees Astros games. WNBA links aces to two MVP frontrunners. Nafisa Collier versus Asia Wilson in the red hot Las Vegas Aces. A lot to get to from around the world of sports. And to give us some bets from around the world of sports, we bring in our guys, Jay Kasson, our baseball aficionado, and Mr. 340, aka Tyler Morales, joining me right now. Fellas, let's go with the best bets. Jake, we'll start with you. Could be football, baseball, WNBA. What do you like tonight and why?
I'm going to touch the stove again. Give me the Astros on the money line. You're going to keep giving me plus money with them at home against the Yankees. I'm going to keep betting it. And give me the White Sox to sweep the Twins, too. Why are we pricing the White Sox at plus 130 when the Twins are just as bad, if not worse?
Dude, the White Sox have been cooking lately.
Plucky!
Plucky! Yeah, but maybe 2026? Do we have them circled, perhaps? Probably not. White Sox, I actually like that angle. Maybe? Who knows? We'll find out. They don't have Crochet anymore. I haven't had him for a year. But anyways, Tyler, what do you like tonight in the world of sports and why?
Yeah, the Eagles have a cornerback two problem. Apparently it's going to be a Dory Jackson or Sidney Brown. Give me George Pickens over receiving yards. I think he smashes today. And I also parlayed Bryce Harper to hit a home run with Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP. The Phillies game starts like in 15 minutes. So there we go. It's a little fun home run parlay. We're back. We're back.
Former MVP parlayed with former MVP. We absolutely love it. So Bryce Harper with Patrick Mahomes, who, like, everyone who talks about awards, nobody's mentioning Mahomes to win the MVP. Do I think he's going to win it? Not really. I don't think Kansas City's going to have the gaudy record. But, man, within one game tomorrow night, Friday in Brazil, if Mahomes goes out there and drops 350 for three tutties, we might be looking up and being like, rut-row, we just overlooked the best player in the sport? Perhaps we did. On the other side, Nick Kostos joins us as we celebrate opening night in the National Football League.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.